Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. Me, Adam Hunter, here with Bill Dawes, waiting for McCorkle and Don Fry to join us. Don Fry joined at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock, and 11. But now it's like 12 o'clock, so we'll see if he actually joins. And then he actually called me, left a message, and said, hey, man, I forgot why I'm calling, but call me back. Okay. So anyway, how are you doing?
Me?
Yes.
Girl problems. You know how it is.
You came to the show with this beautiful girl. She was gorgeous. She was smart. She was, seemed like she was funny. And she seemed like she liked you. What happened?
I'm at the point now where, like, unless a girl, like, grabs me by the dick, I'm not making a move. I don't know if it's fear of rejection or fear of getting, like, reported to BuzzFeed, but I just don't hit on girls. I really don't.
Hmm.
They have to be pretty aggressive for anything to happen. And she wasn't, so nothing happened.
Don't you think some girls like the guy to be the one that makes the move? I mean,
1,000,000%. That's why I don't get laid as much as I should.
Because I feel you. Like, it's number one, it's like you don't want to come off creepy. And number two, you don't want to, like, with this whole now, it's like, oh, he's a comic and he did something and he made a move and I felt uncomfortable and yada, yada. But then there's the old, like, well, yeah, you were a huge pussy and didn't try anything. And I don't want a guy that's, so there's that, it's like back in the day, I knew guys that would just constantly try for the girl, same girl. And eventually the girl would be like, okay, let's hook up. And then they would date and like they would date for years after that. Like, I guess that doesn't happen.
It just wore him down. Yeah, I don't know. I also think, like, I had a cold sore on my lip.
Oh, no.
So it's really hard to have game, to spit game, when you have, like, a herpes 1 outbreak.
So I had a whole podcast plan of something, like, really crazy and psychotic and urgent that I wanted to talk about. Like, I had a whole...
Yes.
I was going to start the show with 25 minutes of just... picture the most insane thing you can think of and then times it by 5 and how it's directly affecting my life. But then I just got a text from my wife saying, please don't talk about this on the podcast. It is urgent. Yeah. But it had nothing to do with my marriage or my wife. It's like probably legally I can't talk about it because I know she's at the courthouse right now. I'll like leave it at that.
Can you talk about a hypothetical story that involved a friend of yours?
No, I have a feeling that, like, man, I had a whole podcast.
Doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, I had a whole podcast planned of things I wanted to talk about, but I guess we're not going to talk about that anymore because I just got a text. Hey, please don't talk about this in the podcast. It is urgent. And right now my wife's at the courthouse, so I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, okay. So there goes the first 10 minutes.
What's urgent? What's urgent that she...
Well, there was a huge crime that happened. A huge crime. It's all over the news. And,
oh, yeah.
And
right.
I'm involved in it. Well, I'm not involved in it, but I didn't do anything.
You just supplied the body bags, right?
Right. Yes. Don. So, yeah.
Just
so
only part of the cover.
You're just a driver. You weren't that involved in it.
So I guess I will talk about it on the next podcast. But anyway, Sean, how are you?
Doing all right, man. Hanging in there. Same old, same old.
Now, Don, you said you were not going to go to New York. You were like, fuck that. I'm not going to New York. John Jones is out. And then I see a picture of you with Trump. with your arm around Trump, but yeah, it's in black and white. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, Lisa, you know, my girlfriend, she changed it from blue. The whole thing was blue. So she changed it from blue to black and white so that you could see it better because it was really dark being in blue.
All right. But you came, you went to the fight.
Neon, blue neon lights. So.
You went to the fights. Did you and Trump talk or was this a picture?
Well, we talked a little bit, you know. He asked my advice on how to handle certain situations, you know, along the planet. And, you know, I gave him the best that I think he can keep up with.
I actually believe that. Why do I actually believe that?
When you said it was black and white, I couldn't help but picture like there being a guy with some kind of flash powder standing there and a guy under a curtain taking a picture of Don and 1880s picture.
Yeah, back in the old days. Like the first time we took a photo.
Well, I guess we'll talk about the fights. Now, did you think the main event with Jerry, do you think that was stopped early? Don?
I did.
I think they were all stopped early. I think they were all stopped early, but you got to do that nowadays because especially this, you know, this style of fighting. Because, you know, it can go from early to over to vicious, you know, or extreme viciousness or danger, you know, extreme danger in just a matter of a second, you know. It's not like boxing to where, you know, you got to pepper the guy a few times.
Now, Sean, I'm with you. Like, the problem was that they interviewed him afterwards and he's like, yeah, I was out. And then everyone was like, okay, well, if he said he was out, he was out. But it did seem like he wasn't
right.
Like the fight was stopped way early. And you got to give him at least a little bit of a chance to recover. No, Sean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's tough, man, when it's that fast. And everything in a cage like that in the fight's faster than it looks like it is on TV. So I'm sure he thought he was out, and maybe he was. But I thought either he was like a flash knockout and he was right back trying to wrestle again, or – but, you know, like Don said, too, if he hadn't came to and then was sitting there just getting blasted in the face, everybody would be talking about it was late, you know. But I was shocked that he lost. I the last three fights I put on the internet on my Facebook, I said, I guarantee you these three fights, like, for sure. And I picked the last three wrong. Like, all three I was completely wrong on. So I was like, everybody bets. Like, I'm going to give you some of my money if I win. I was like, well, that's how I know you're going to lose now. You know, anything before, but because I said if I bet, I'll lose. But yeah, I was wrong on all three of them, man. Like, completely wrong. So,
Bill, what did you think?
Well, let me ask you, you guys, did you ever fight someone where they went out, but they came back and they ended up beating you? Or have you ever fought someone that went out and they kept fighting, like they, like you said, a flash knockout? Does that happen a lot in the UFC or when you're fighting people?
It never happened.
Fight, me, that's what happened with Ken Shamrock.
Oh, yeah?
So go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, I've seen it happen a lot, but I've never had it happen to me. But yeah, I remember Chet Congo and Pat Barry, if you guys remember that fight. Where Chet Congo was out three or four separate times, and they should have stopped it. And then he throws a wild right hand and knocks out Pat Barry. And then afterward, Pat Barry's mad, like, why, you know, you didn't stop it four different times when, you know, I dropped him. But, of course, Pat wasn't getting up from that knockout, so I guess he couldn't have said that his was early, you know.
And Don, you hit Shamrock so hard he went out. You hit him again, and he like came back.
Yeah, but he, you know, that's what happens with heavyweights. You wake him back up with a second hit. But he said he was not awake until like about a minute or so later when we were on the floor and he had me in a heel hook. You know, that's when he said he came to.
Wow, that's when you know he's the most dangerous man, when he doesn't even know what he's doing and he has you in a heel hook. That's
fucking insane. Yeah, he's about to kill you, yeah.
I'll tell you what,
Ken is dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. I'll tell you, though, Jerry's one of those guys.
He's phenomenal athlete.
He is, 100%. I mean, Pereira's one of these guys that's so frustrating because he's got so much power. But he looks like he's losing the fight. Both the fight, that fight and the Aspinall fight, like the guy had the other guy hurt, and then he rushed in, and then he got knocked out. And they always used to say in boxing, like, a wounded animal is when it's most dangerous. But Don and Sean, how hard is it for you not to resist when you have a guy hurt, just finishing him? Sean.
I was usually the guy hurt. So I don't know. They usually didn't wait. I was less dangerous, far less dangerous once I was hurt or tired. But yeah, no, it is a natural instinct when you see a guy. Because when I fought, man, I just wanted it over with. Like I was in such a, I was never happy I won. I was relieved when it was over, you know, like it's more feeling of relief, you know? So like if I hurt somebody, I would immediately go for the kill. But I did hit a guy after he was out a couple times. Actually, like six times before the ref stopped it, and he had a seizure and almost died, like stopped breathing in the cage. So I didn't fight for like almost a year after that. I was like, I'm never doing this again, man. It was like my third fight, you know, fourth fight. I was like, I don't ever want to do this again, man. And then they offered me enough money, I did it again. But and it wasn't even that much money, like it's like $700. Like, okay, I'll go ahead and kill somebody for $700. But yeah, it's yeah, no, that's a terrible feeling, man, when you hurt somebody like that. And then when the EMT guys come in and like his family's there and he's not breathing, they're pumping on his chest and stuff, and you're just standing there thinking, I just did that to that guy, you know, like it's a terrible.
But then you see guys sometimes are like, I'm gonna kill this guy or I'm gonna murder him, or Sean's like, if I can get away with murder, I do it in a second every day. Do you think they're being serious, or these people are just?
I believe Sean Strickland when he says that, probably not any of the rest of the guys, but yeah, I do believe, strong Sean Strickland and OJ Simpson. I believe both of them, if they were to say they wanted to kill somebody. That was a joke from the 90s.
OJ never killed anybody. OJ never killed anybody. He's still looking for the killer. You know?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. 100%. But all right. So then also what happened was, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Sean goes, I wish I could be on DraftKings, but they won't let me. How did you get banned from DraftKings?
Yeah, I tried to sign up one night, and I'm probably saving me money by not being able to sign up. But I tried to sign up one night. I used to use my local bookie until I got a message from his son that said, "Hey, if my dad texts you, don't respond back. His phone got seized," and blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Well, why would he?" Number one, if you got a burner phone, why would my name and number be in it in my text? The whole point of having a burner phone is to erase the text, you know?
Yeah.
So I tried to sign up for DraftKings instead. And they said, after a minute, it said, sorry, you're a former professional athlete. At DraftKings, we don't allow former, you know, athletes or whatever. And then, so I had to start betting with James Krause instead. Not really.
Because Sean goes, man, I wish they'd allow me on DraftKings. These three are gonna win, and then they all three of them got fucking murked.
That's all I said. Yeah, I was never been so sure in my life. It was a lock. Those three, and yeah, it was
Don, what was the atmosphere like? Because when they announced Trump and he walked in with Kid Rock and Tucker Carlson, first of all, how are you not in that line? And Dana, like that, you should have been the first one there. That's complete.
Don should have been leading them to the cage. Yeah.
Right. What was the atmosphere like?
Well, I tell you what, it was phenomenal because I walked into the arena and they just went nuts. Boom! And I was like, yeah, finally, I'm getting the reception I deserve, you know. And then they show, you know, President Trump up on the screen. And like, shit. You know,
so. It would have been funny if they had like Rudolf Yankovic or somebody even more like
more obscure.
Don's like, fuck yeah, it's me. And then it's like. It's like that Salt Bay guy or something, you know, someone who's not fucking Don Fry. Now, Mackenzie Dern is so frustrating because, you know, she was a jiu-jitsu prodigy. She tapped out Gabby Garcia, which I guess they don't have weight classes in jiu-jitsu. I thought they had weight classes. But then she keeps switching camps. And I know people that train with her. And they're like, yeah, she's great, but then she'll just leave. Just one of these people that just – so now she's on her, like, seventh coach. And whoever's coaching her now needs to go because she looks so.
She needs to be fired. That dumb son of a bitch, whoever's teasing her, ain't working her hands, should not be allowed to watch a fucking fight, you know, because they know absolutely nothing. Her fucking hands are down and her chin is up.
The exact
opposite of how you're supposed to fight.
Were you yelling during the fight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, does no good. I mean, she's not going to listen to me. I was in there talking with the other people, you know, in the area.
Now that it's summer, you might be looking for wholesome,
convenient meals for sunny, active days. I know I am, okay? And Factor, which is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Not number two, number one. It can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and you'll stay on track reaching your goals, okay? Are you too busy with summer plans to cook? I am. It takes me forever to cook, and I ruin the meals. But I want to make sure that I'm eating well, and so should you. Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping and the prepping and the cleaning, okay? While still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. The Factor is fresh, never frozen. Ew. Their meals are ready in just 2 minutes. That's right, 2 minutes. Although when I do stuff in 2 minutes, my wife complains, okay? But not with Factor. All you got to do is heat and enjoy and then get back outside and soak up this warm weather. Vitamin D, all right? Looking for calorie-conscious options this summer? You can try the delicious, dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. That's nothing. That's, you burn that off, I don't know, jogging, all right? You need an extra boost to support your wellness goals this summer? I do. We'll try the Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein. Hell yeah. Get rough. Look at these guns, people, all right? So check it out. Check out Factor. Head to factormeals.com/roasted50 and use code roasted50 and get 50% off your first box. That's half off your first box. That's code roasted50 at factormeals.com/roasted50 to get 50% off your first box. All right. Check it out. You're going to thank me later. I got this cute dog. She's teething right now, but she's adorable. All right. No more biting. You got to get some chew toys. So thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. And check out Factor right now.
And we're laughing. We're laughing about, you know, how shitty her style is. You know, I mean, even the fucking 10-year-old kids recognize that her chin is up and her hands are down. And that's not beneficial in a fight girl.
I mean, Sean, she said she got emotional. I mean,
woman getting emotional, I don't buy it. That sounds crazy.
Can you get emotional and all your out the window?
Well, in my experience, that's usually the way it is with women. But yeah, it's I would just say if you've switched coaches seven times, it's kind of like you might be, what's the common denominator? You know, like it reminds me when I was a kid, my little brother would have friends over and he had like nine different friends come over. They got caught smoking like cigarettes when they were like nine. And they'd be like, can you believe your little brother's friend got him to smoke again? It's like, well, that's the ninth friend that got him to smoke at our house. You know, like it might be him that's getting people to smoke. But yeah, it's dude, her jab looked good standing up, but that was it. Everything else looked like she had never boxed before at all. Like anything she followed it up with, you know, like every now and then she'd throw a little jab, be like, oh, that was pretty good. But then she just started.
Not only that, but you're so far and away like the best jiu-jitsu person. And you're going against a girl who has nothing but power. And who's gotten submitted the last couple fights? Like, why would you not use what you're good at?
That I can't understand these people that can't get
someone. You're a dumbass.
I know I'll never understand someone that can't get another person to the ground. Like, if you don't care what position you land in, I'm pretty sure, like Adam, you could get me off my feet if you didn't care if you ended up on bottom. You know what I mean? Like, it's if you just dive in. You could get on the ground, and as good as McKenzie is on the ground, that's what she should let her have her back if she, you know what I mean? Like, if it gets her to the ground instead of standing up waiting to get knocked out, you know? So,
Bill, does it bother you as a black belt to watch that?
I mean, look, people always want to be, everyone wants to be tougher, whether you're a man or woman. You want to be able to outstrike people. You know what I mean? I feel like all the best jiu-jitsu guys always have a point where they want to prove that they can outbox or outstrike someone. And for me, you know, I would just, if I was in that position, I would want to take the easiest route possible and lie on my back and see if I can choke someone from it, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And I was telling Sean, man, one of the funniest things with Jared Gordon, who, so after he wins, he knocks out Mark Madsen, who Mark Madsen's an Olympian wrestler. Like,
yeah.
I think he's from Denmark, but he was a Greco Olympian. And he, of course, he doesn't use his wrestling at all. He's an Olympian wrestler. He didn't take a shot. Maybe he took one shot. But after Gordon wins, he goes, man, I used to do heroin at MSG. Like, and now look at me. And it was like, John, were you there?
Wow, what a great training. That's a great training strategy. Yeah.
John, were you there for that or no?
Yeah, I was there.
What were you thinking? Like I said, I came in.
I came in at the same time President Trump came in.
Got it.
I think Adam meant, were you there when he was doing heroin at MSG?
Yeah. Well, who do you think sold it to him? Shit. I gotta fund myself somehow, you know? They weren't paying much in the UFC back then.
That'd be a really funny sketch where, like, you know how, like, they have, like you do so many drugs and all of a sudden Don Fry pops up? That's when, like, you're at your final level of, like you're so high.
Start training.
All right. So in MMA news right now, so there's right now, what's his name is fighting with our man Sean Strickland. Is fighting with, where is he? Bullet Valentina. So Paige VanZant says she made more money on OnlyFans than she has in the UFC. I think she made more money in one day on OnlyFans. And if you look at her on OnlyFans, you can see why. She's hot. She's got a bunch of porn stars with her. She's pretty much naked. You could see almost everything. Who knows? I mean, On one hand, you're like, man, this girl was like, in some ways, destined for somewhat mainstream success on Dancing with the Stars, beautiful face, all-American girl, just, you know, a fighter, beautiful. And now you're like, man, does she really need to putting fingers up her asshole on camera? But look, if that's what she wants to do. Anyway, so what's his name?
That's what she wants to do? Give me a call. Yeah. And I'll supervise.
So Sean Strickland writes, basically, he goes after it. He basically says, well, him and Valentina Shevchenko got into it. Paige VanZant, she made more on OnlyFans 24 hours. Number one, you were signed because you're hot. Two, women's MMA is lame. Three,
Whoa. Three,
men will pay more to see you naked than to watch you fight. Stay in school.
Well, that's true.
Stay in school, kids. Fighting sucks. So that's what he writes. Any thoughts from the peanut gallery? Don, thoughts on this?
Pretty much got it down to science, man. good answers, I'll tell you that.
Well you, don't think women, you don't think women's
ever... But it's funny. It's funny that he's the world champion, you know, giving that advice, you know, trying to keep the... Keep the up and comers down, you know. Tell them, no, you don't want to do this. Go away.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, that's what you got out of it. I mean, but look, I don't think women's MMA sucks.
No,
that's I
don't think you've watched enough of it.
They but generally on the UFC cards, they generally have the better fights, you know.
Sometimes they do, and I just don't. And Paige VanZant, look. Whether or not she's better at OnlyFans and fighting, I mean, she was what, ranked number 15 in the world in fighting at one point, right? Is she 15 in the world in OnlyFans? Like, probably not, right? That's so
I don't know, she made that much money in one day.
Yeah,
there's a finite amount of men who want to watch women fight, there's an infinite amount of men who want to jerk off to women on OnlyFans.
Okay, so you're saying there's a lot more of a got it. So Bullet Valentino.
There's a man speaking the truth.
So Valentina Shevchenko.
How much money do you spend every month doing that?
So Shevchenko writes, interesting unpack here. That looks more like an offended kid who got less money in his entire fighter career than female fighters do. And then crying emoji. Good try. Maybe UFC will see that and add some cash to your purse next time. But for now, naked is you are.
What?
Boy, she got him. I don't know how you respond to that.
Yeah, boy. Boy, Amy. Sean Strickland may never make a comeback on that. May never come out of his basement.
Naked. I'd have been like, I'd have responded, you're the one who carries a purse, and just left it at that. But...
So these two are fighting, and now basically Strickland took the higher road, kind of, and he said that he says he's a better hunter than Shevchenko. So they're going to go hunting now together.
Who is? Who is?
Shevchenko. Who is? Shevchenko. And, yeah, Sean and Shevchenko are going to go hunting now.
There's no fucking way I'd get in the woods. There's no way I'd get in the same woods with her with a gun in her hand after fucking insulting her. What the fuck is he thinking?
Good point.
Them Russians never forget. They never forget.
I thought Dom was going to say he'd never get in the woods with Sean Strickland after saying he's always just wanted to murder somebody if he could get away with it, but he's more afraid of Shevchenko, which makes sense.
Yeah, you're damn right. You're damn right.
Man, so that's what's going on there. You guys watched Game Bread MMA last Friday?
I did.
You did?
Oh. Yeah.
Nice. All right, so it was Bare Knuckle MMA, which is Jorge Masvidal's company, Don. Mm-hmm. The main event was Alan Belcher versus Roy Nelson. I didn't see the fight, but I heard Nelson got robbed. Is that what happened, Sean?
I thought it was fairly close, man. I was amazed, and I'm not trying to lie. I like Alan Belcher. I don't know him real well, but Alan Belcher a couple months ago looked like a pro bodybuilder. Like, I don't know, like, what juice he was on or what, but he was, like, ripped, and he was still in pretty good shape now, but I didn't even know at the weigh-ins. I was like, wait, that's not Alan Belcher, you know, and I saw it, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he like beefed up to fight heavyweight or what, but like he's on my Facebook and I see him and I was like, he got in phenomenal shape, man. Like probably like 3% body fat. Now he's probably like at 7, but still it's surprised me. But yeah, it was back and forth. A lot of people thought Nelson won, man. I don't know. It was tough to pick it for me. So,
I'll tell you what though, the Jason Knight is never in a boring fight. He's a guy they called Hick Diaz, right? He's from Tennessee or Mississippi? And this dude, so he fights Randy Costa. It was a banger for as long as it lasted. But let me see if I can show you guys. Because this fight
was brutal, man.
It was, I mean, he can't keep fighting like this because he's not going to, all right. I mean, I don't know how much teeth he has to begin with. So I guess you can say you can knock out all his teeth. But okay, so here's what happened. Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
The minute. Yeah.
So he tags there. He tags Costa right there.
Look at this. Look at this kid. Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, that is brutal. So that was. What did you think
about? He looked rough afterward, man. He looked really bad after.
Man, I mean. And he's good. He's a good fighter, but fuck, man, this is that's got to be probably the hardest way to make a living in the world is to be a bare knuckle MMA fighter. Then Hector Lombard, who looked good. He fought a pro boxer in MMA. It didn't last very long. Here it is.
Sort of get that range back.
There's Hector
and strike from a distance to close that.
Big left.
Goes in for the takedown.
Right underneath. And now the most vicious thing you will see from Hector, if he can settle into this mound, is going to be his elbow.
It's not everything. Hector, great on top. His.
And here we go.
He just wants to be in this fight right now. He's out. He's back.
He taps and strikes the guy. He didn't seem like he was very prepared for MMA, the guy he fought. Hector Lombard, I heard a story about him one time out at the gym where a guy was talking shit. They got into a fight. Hector chased him around with a bow and arrow.
You know, Lombard lost that fight, right? They called a DQ for hitting him in the back of the head.
Really? Really?
Yeah, at the end of the fight, they stood up and Lombard thought he won and they went out, brought him out, and they raised the other guy's hand, called a DQ for strikes to the back of the head. So.
Oh, come on.
Like, yeah, I think you hit him at least once at the back of the head, but it should have been a warning or a point. It shouldn't be like just obvious disqualification because the guy was done when he hit him. Yeah, so.
Oh man! And then here we go. Another our friend right here who was Alex Nicholson, who I think this guy's had a crazy career. He's the guy that basically was like in the UFC. He was known as Mike Perry's friend. He got in a little trouble back in the day because Perry was fighting an Asian guy, and he's like, don't worry, he can't see you. His eyes are closed or something. And then he got suspended from the PFL. I guess he had some stuff in him, but like he's a nice guy. Like I've hung out with him a bunch of times. The guy couldn't be more humble and nicer. And he's fought this guy, Prince McLean, who probably had the dumbest strategy
when Alex
against Alex Nicholson. Knee in the so middle this didn't go very long. Like,
right, he's a super athlete. Ooh, he runs straight to McLean.
McLean's been training stand up with Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I mean, oh. Why you let him punch him 6 more times.
I know, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, the best part of that fight was afterward. Alex called Junior Dos Santos a pussy, like out of nowhere. Like that's it had nothing to do with anything. He's like, "What's next?" For he's like, "Oh, whoever they want." Oh, by the way, Junior Dos Santos is a pussy. Like it just out of nowhere. I was like, "Wait, what?" Like, what's that have to do with anything?
Why would he say that?
I don't know. I don't think he wants to fight Junior, not the new roided up version of Junior.
I don't know if you've seen him, man.
Like
I don't know. I think he'll fight anybody. That dude's just yeah. He's insane.
I bet he would, but Junior looks better physically now than he ever looked in the UFC, man, and he's 58. But
I went to church for the second time in my life. Bill, are you a big did you really convert to Judaism for a girl, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
He talked about you talk because me and Bill. First of all, me and Bill did a show on Wednesday night, right? So the main guy whose show it is, he's killing it right now on Instagram and Twitter. He went from like you never heard of him to selling out everywhere. He does a lot of stool humping, right? He's a funny guy. He humps a lot of stools, but he's like now humps audience members. So he brings up girls in the crowd and just starts banging them like. On stage, like not.
That ain't gonna last long. Fucking, that's a good way to open yourself up to a fucking assault charge.
He's trying to make sure his 15 minutes of fame are only 10. Like he's.
But people are loving it, and the crowd is like mostly Mexican with like face tattoos and like, you know, wife beaters and stuff. So Bill, it's like. So I go on before him, luckily, right? Because he goes on. Once he goes on, it becomes like it's a fucking circus, right? The comic after.
Yeah, I'm sure the stage is a little slippery and sticky at the same time, right?
So Bill goes up next, and Bill's like, "Oh, now I got to do my humping bit, right?" Like, so he writes a 5-minute humping bit just for this show, right? And I'm like, well, if you're gonna do it, I'm gonna stay, right? So Bill. Somehow he's wearing his girlfriend's panties and he takes them out.
Like, somehow
he had a thong on. Like, what happened, Bill?
What do you mean, what happened? Don't you wear girls' panties sometimes?
Why did you have your girlfriend's? Because all of a sudden you're holding her panties and she's like next to me going, "Oh, those are mine," but you didn't sleep with her. So, what? Why did you have her panties? Like, what?
Just wear your underwear, wear your wardrobe.
I have a bit that was my closer 10 years ago. It's very hacky, but I was like, this is the hackiest audience in the world. I'm going to do my hacky closer about turning gay at the gym.
Oh, okay. Cause that's what, right. So,
yeah.
So me and Bill did that show. But what was I, there was something before that, right? It was something like we did that. Why was I talking about this? Oh, and I was talking about before the show, Don fucking calls me. Oh, no. So Bill's on stage and says, "I converted for a girl to Judaism." Is this true?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I thought we were going to get married, and her family was, you know, they kind of required it. And, you know, I fuck with Jews. I like Jews. So I was, you know, I started taking classes, and then eventually I was like, "Oh shit, this is really happening." And they take a pin, they lance your dick, they take your blood, they put it in a vial in some vault, and they use it for their space lasers. I have no idea, but I can make that joke because I'm Jewish now, by the way. Yeah, no, it's really weird.
Usually people convert to religion because of God. You did it because of a woman, huh?
How hot was this girl that you converted to Judaism for?
I mean, she's not even that
rich.
She's not even that high. I was just in love. I was stupid and in love, you know?
How rich was she?
Dun, 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 dun. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's a ball trimmer sent from space. Gentlemen, Our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra featuring the Lawnmower 5.0. We're talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. That's right. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultrasphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with code MMA Roasted. High tech for low places. Manscaped. I'm telling you, people, I use Manscaped all the time. My balls feel amazing. Amazing. Okay. If you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and they put their balls, you put your balls in their mouth, okay? Or they put their balls in your mouth, whatever it is, okay? You want your balls, you want them shaved, you want them feeling good. It's a whole new experience, okay? AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advancement the world has seen in the past decade. Now, every man knows how scary it is when going for a close shave. Oh my God, I've cut myself. It's horrible. And then the whole day you're like, ugh, just not feeling good. It's just shaving, like your balls are just, ugh. You're wearing boxers and it's just going against you. And you're like, ugh, not good, not good. Okay. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next gen skin safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top and a new foil blade for go smooth whenever your heart desires. Okay, I'm telling you, they also have the Weed Whacker 2.0, which features skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Very delicate. Okay, so get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MANSCAPED with the code MMAROASTED at manscaped.com. I promise you, you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today with our folks at Manscaped. You're going to thank me when you have nice, shaved balls that feel really good. Check it out. Manscaped.
You're right. It's a pussy move. It's a liberal cuck move. God damn it.
So anyway, some crazy stuff happened on the weekend, and I actually went to church. So I went to church with my wife, my second time in church, right? And obviously, I'm Jewish, but you know, so we like go there, and first, and the guy starts doing crowd work. They do crowd work in church, the pastor. He starts saying, he's like, a lot of you guys are, he goes, I remember what I was like before I found Jesus, before Jesus. And a lot of people here, they, you know, they're also, we know what they were like before Jesus. Like you, this, and just starts pointing to people like, man, you look like you've been through some shit. Like he starts heckling the fucking, like, dude, like what? It was crazy.
Sounds like that guy also converted to Christianity for a woman, probably. Would be my guess, and became a pastor.
And yeah. Then he was like, some churches don't let you in. He goes, they're like country clubs. They're like, oh, we have enough members, and some churches, like, he starts going making diss tracks about other churches. Is this Sean? How often do you go to church?
I haven't been a long time, but I grew up in churches. I went more to the ones that were you're going to hell if your hair's over your ears or over your collar, like the crazy where it, like, gave you a bunch of rules that you got to follow, you know. So we never had anybody doing any crowd work, but that's awesome. Usually it was just like the pastor would be having sex with somebody at the church, like the secretary or whatever, and the church was about to fall apart, so they'd bring in a guest pastor for 6 weeks while they search for a new one. That happened like four different times at my church. So
what about you?
What does the secretary look like? Shit.
Don, how often are you at church, Don?
I'm with Sean. I grew up in Southern Baptist. I haven't been in a long time,
I liked it, but he was like, and then he said some people, he called being scared of going to hell fire insurance. Is that, have you ever heard of that before?
No.
He's like, no. Some of you guys are just coming here for fire insurance. I was like,
oh God. Like,
that's awesome.
No, but I happen to like
was it selling merch after the show, like the t-shirts, like fire insurance?
He's probably selling some t-shirts in the back if you guys with a cross on them, if you guys want to buy them. Is my
well, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. You know, it's a good reason to buy insurance, not to go to hell. Shit. Yeah. It's available. What's the price on that stuff?
but there was obviously some good lessons, and I enjoyed it. I'm happy. Look, man, right now it's so bad out there for kids that I think them having any kind of religion is a really good thing. Is a really, really good thing. So I support it. So I got an email. Adam, huge fan of your comedy and the podcast. I heard a story. I thought you might appreciate it. While at ASU, Don wrestled a guy from OU, Kyle Pressley, and they started throwing punches in the middle of the match. Tom Erickson runs out and breaks it up. They finished the match and Don won. Don, do you remember this?
Yeah, that was at Okie State, not ASU. I was at Okie State. Okie State versus OU, yeah.
But why did you start throwing punches at the guy during a wrestling match?
I don't know if he headbutted me or something, you know. A heavyweight match. And, you know, we get OU versus OSU's one hell of a, you know. The girlfriend's phone's over there whistling around. So it's got one hell of a you know, fight all the way back, you know, to 150 years, you know, some shit. And so I don't know if he headbutted me or what he did. So I just said, fuck it, you know, I swung.
So you hit him, did you punch him in the face?
Yeah, shit, partner. That was 35 years ago. Crammy, I don't remember.
Did he punch him back?
I don't remember. You'll have to look it up on the internet. I'm sure it's on the internet.
I'm looking for it right now.
Probably 1989. OU versus OSU. Yeah.
People keep emailing me random shit about Don's life, and then Don doesn't remember any of it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great story. Hey, Don, I heard you fucking knocked out three aliens and had sex with their wives back on Jupiter.
Holy shit, I don't remember that.
No, that I do remember. Yeah, that one I do. Yeah, that was fun.
So this week in Bellator, this week in UFC, there's actually some good fights, and also in Bellator, it's Amosov, who's 27-0. He's their champion against Jason Jackson. Jason Jackson beat Douglas Lima, beat Paul Daly, beat Dan Henderson. Amosov beat Logan Storley, who's a monster. So that's going to be a good fight. And then Patchy Mix is taking on Sergio Pettis. Danny Sabatello is taking on Rufian Stotts. Good fights. Good fights and really good fights in Bellator. Sean, you going to watch?
Probably not. I thought they were out of business. Wasn't 300 their last one? I thought they said that was it. I literally thought they said 300 was their last one. Well, so they went from no network at all. They're not even on, what are they broadcasting on YouTube now? Like, what are they doing?
I think they're done after this year.
I thought Showtime shut them down. I thought it was just over. Yeah.
No, it's still going on. And then in the UFC, it's Paul Craig, who goes by the Bear Jew. His name is the Bear Jew.
He also converted for a bear.
with a ball bat. Yeah, a bear and a
Sean,
bat.
Would you convert to Judaism for a woman?
No, but if I was going to try to make it in Hollywood, I would.
Oh, Hollywood? Oh, thank you.
Not anymore. Hollywood is all pro-Hamas now.
Dude, you're not even kidding.
I'll tell you what. I saw 300,000 people attacking the White House the other day, and I said, I thought that was an insurrection. I'm confused. There's 300,000 pro-Palestinian people trying to rip down the fence at the White House. Not a word of it on the news. Like, I didn't see a word of it anywhere on the news. I'd see it on Twitter. I was like, that's interesting, man.
It's insane right
now.
When you're so woke, you're lining up with the Nazis. That's amazing. Like, you went really woke when you're agreeing with Hitler. So
it's crazy. I just feel bad. People are like, Hamas is a bunch of animals. And I'm like, what did animals do? Like, I fucking love animals. Yeah. Like why do animals always get a bad rap?
Yeah, animals are bad.
Animals don't act like that. Those savages do, but animals don't.
Yeah, leave animals alone.
Those guys are fucking savages.
So Paul Craig is taking on Brendan Allen. That's going to be a good fight. Also, Chase Hooper. He's the kid that was like 16 when they signed him. Remember, he had like no striking. He was like
just rolling heel hooks. Just rolling heel hooks all the time.
Great at jiu-jitsu. He's fighting the guy, Jordan Leavitt. He's the guy that always twerks after he wins and like does splits and humps people. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought you were talking about Bruce Buffer. Like you said, after he wins, Bruce Buffer does the splits and twerks.
those two are fighting. And then, by the way, we have a couple guests coming on. We have Jamel Jones, who a great wrestler, wrestled for the PFL. Won his last couple fights quickly, and then I invited a Jewish dominatrix to do nice. On the podcast. She doesn't really have any thing to do with fighting, but
you knew I converted. And you're like, oh,
Cameron, push it harder. You're boring me.
That was the best impression I've ever in my life.
Hit me again.
we'll see if she comes on the podcast. I definitely invited her. I had to send her a thing of the show. Wanted to see the show. Her name is Lila Stern.
Stern is she?
She's a Jewish dominatrix.
That's swear to God's my favorite.
You know, if she was just a dominating Jew, that'd be redundant.
So we have Sean is a quarter Jewish, according to him. Whatever Sean gets in trouble with, he's a quarter of. So if he makes a black joke, he's a quarter black. If he's an Indian, there's this girl, Lila Stern. She's a Jewish dominatrix. She was in a couple movies. She's pretty hot, actually. She said her thing is, I'm a Venus in furs, Jewish dominatrix, owner of Pink Dungeon, ruler of men.
Oh.
So we, I was like,
sounds like most Jews I know.
I thought she'd be perfect for the podcast. So she's gonna be on the show. All right.
Where did you happen to meet this fine young lady at?
She started following me on Instagram. I don't know why.
Was it church?
So
she
started following me on Instagram. So what's up, Jamel Jones? How's it going?
How are you, my brother?
This guy's a monster, by the way. You're here with Don Fry, Sean McCurkle, Bill Dawes. Jamel Jones, he's won his last fight. He won quickly, knocked the guy out. Like that wasn't crazy. That was really impressive. By the way, that guy. What I liked about you is that you hit him and then you just walked off. You didn't.
No, those are the best.
Yeah. Here, let me see if I can.
Mark Hunt.
Yeah. Here. Fuck. So I got to get this code.
Better than a walk off in anything you do.
Did you know he was out? Is that why you did it? Or
yeah. Well, you know, we've been friends for a long time on social media and stuff. And before I was criticized because I beat the guy's head in after I knocked him out. But you don't stop until the ref pulls you off. So now, after knocking out people a couple of times, I walked off on it.
But have you ever been worried that like you're gonna walk off and the guy's still gonna be up?
Not when I hit him.
Here it is. No, I'm done. Look at this. Right here.
Lucky for that guy, he walked off. That was nasty.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was going out for one more here. Come on. Ugh. You're gonna take another 10.
that was pretty crazy. How cold. Don, you ever hit a guy and just walk off after you knock him out?
Yeah. It's you know, it's better. It's more insulting that way too. You know, rather than when you keep punching them or you know, keep an eye on them, or you just walk off, turn your back on them. Yeah, it's pretty insulting.
But Don, don't you like to knock them out and then eat their heart when they're on the ground?
Yes, of course. Now I gotta say, Jamel. I was reading your stats. I had no idea of your wrestling credentials because all your fights are slugfests. And like they're just you just knocking people out. But your record was holy shit. You were 11-0 and 0 at CU. You were a junior college national champion, right?
Two-time
Jersey State champion?
Two-time Delaware State champion. I was ranked number three in the, my parents were divorced, so I wrestled in both states, went back and forth. I was number three in the country and took third in the state in New Jersey.
Wow.
I got kind of upset after winning two national, after winning two state titles, but it is what it is. I won Beast of the East twice that year. And you know, yeah, it made me the man I am today.
Yeah. I mean, and then where do you train out of right now?
Yeah. So I'm kind of doing my own thing, man. I'm 35 years old. I got a group of young guys that I manage, killers that, I'm basically like doing fight camp stuff. I'm in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, so I'm probably like one of the more known fighters. I just gym hop. I go wherever I need to go.
Nice. And then when's your next fight?
Man, I'm trying to get signed to the UFC. I told them people are going to get hurt. I'm not playing games. I want to get paid. You know, I have got paid before, and my contract with PFL, they didn't sign me again. I wanted to go down to light heavyweight and they wanted to keep me at heavyweight. So we parted ways and I'm shooting for the UFC again, man. Like that's what I want and that's what I'm gonna show when I fight.
Don, is that your stomach growling? What exactly is that noise, Don? Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. That's right. And there's no better place to get on the MLB action than FanDuel. America's number one sports book and official partner of Major League Baseball. And guess what, people? New customers in Massachusetts get in on the action with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Boston. And finally, you can bet on all your favorite sports from the money line to point spreads to player props and more. I love it, okay? If I'm going to bet, I'm going to go on FanDuel. So now, bet on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss your chance to get $200 of bonus bets. Win or lose, how great is that? Okay, visit FanDuel.com/Boston and make every moment more. That's FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. You got to be 21 and older and present in Massachusetts. Okay, your first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable. And bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Help is here. So is hope. Hope and help. Gambling help line ma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. That's FanDuel. Check it out now. Right now. You want to bet? That's where you go. Are you masturbating to his
dog? Dog snoring. that was Quinn snoring.
So your parents got divorced.
Yes, sir.
Dad moved out of Delaware or mom?
Yep. My dad went to a historically black college down there, Delaware State, and played football and wrestled also.
Oh, wow. So your dad had you wrestling young. So how old were you when you started wrestling?
I started in fourth grade, but my dad, when he was in college, I was always around it. He didn't bring me into it until a little bit later, but I knew what it was. Yeah, brought me in perfect timing.
But you must have been really good if you were ranked third in the country.
Yeah. I spent 20 years number one from 2001 to like 2012. I was one of the top wrestlers in the country.
Wow. Well, that's 11 years, but fuck it. 20 is good.
Well, it is. When I say 20 years, I meant as an athlete, like I'm still going now.
Yeah. Oh, right. So then.
Yeah.
So then you went to junior college. So your grades weren't that great, or it was.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom, when I wrestled with my mom, I had a teammate on my team named Jordan Burroughs.
Oh. Geez.
And we went to the same high school. We were good. I tried to go Division I and stuff, but mom wasn't as hard as dad, and I lacked up on the grades a little bit. I decided to go the junior college route because I met a guy named Deron Wynn, and we're like, let's go to the same college.
Wow.
And Deron and I were college teammates and roommates and partners, and we toured up together.
What was it like being a teammate of Jordan Burroughs?
Oh, it was good. I was better, but now he's the GOAT.
Really? You were better than Burroughs?
Yeah, he only won one state title, you know, but he worked hard. I remember him lapping me. Like, yeah, he was a 103 pounder, man. And, you know, all the way up to 135. And I've always been big, 189.
Now, your fight, sometimes you get in the slugfest. Do you think you would have been undefeated if you just stuck to wrestling?
I had to do fifth grade twice, so I'm a slow learner. But I'm good now.
That makes – because you're such a good wrestler. But, I like, Don, he's one of these guys that, like, he's such a good wrestler. But you could tell he's like, I want to punch someone in the face. I just want to punch someone in the face.
I like it. I like it, man. And that's why it was – you just got those wrestlers that are meant to do it. You got these other guys in here. They like to wrestle around. And I really like putting hands on people. You know what I mean? It's where I can act.
You sound a lot like that Jewish dominatrix, you know.
He has no idea. All right, so after you, we have a girl who's a Jewish dominatrix coming on the podcast. Allegedly, we'll see if she comes.
She likes to punch guys. She likes to punch guys. Put hands on them too. Yeah.
Thank you, Don.
But yeah, you know, in fighting, they can't tame the beast and stuff. So when in life, we gotta be civil. We have to We have to live by a code of conduct and stuff. And in the cage, I can just be wild. I feel like it's the only place I can be black and wild and like a beast and like an animal, you know? So, yeah.
That's awesome. So, Don, you must have been pretty black. Did you ever watch Don fight? Yeah.
You ever
watch Don fight, Jamel?
Oh, of course. He's a legend, man. 100%. Yeah. I had to come to my reality and... Yeah, you are pioneer of the sport, man. I got a guy that I train with out here. His name was Trevor Prangley, and I go back and I look at a lot of his older stuff. But I think he was a little bit after you.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Yeah, I like the GOATs.
So, are you the only black guy in Idaho right now?
Basically, the only one doing right. Yeah.
Yeah. You have like a lot in prison. Do you have like a farm?
No, I just got me a house, man. I bought it, went up in value and stuff. I'm just here, me and my lady,
nice.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, hiding out, no crime, gun toting, just live life, man.
How many guns do you have?
I'm getting my third one. I just keep my Glock 40 and my rifle.
Don has 127 guns in his house. I've been to his house under every pillow. There's like four. Like the I've never seen anything like it before.
You want to watch somebody panic and piss themselves? Invite Adam to your house and pull out a gun.
He was making me hold it. I felt like I was being molested. He's like, just hold it, you fucking shut
just
up.
Hold it.
Like hold
just
it, enjoy
hold it. It, hold it, and stroke it, hold it, and fight or stroke it.
Don, where do you live at?
I live in Tucson, Arizona.
What are the gun laws there like?
They don't have many. This is the best state in the union. Best state in the union for guns.
Yeah. Yeah. So I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It's like a hidden gem, man. Like everyone always, oh, they got potatoes. No, we got Glocks.
Bill, you have any guns, Bill?
No, man, I'm a Jew like you, Adam. I'm afraid of guns.
Yeah, dude, we're yeah. So how long you been married for, Jamel?
Man, this is my college sweetheart. So I've been dating her since 2010, and you know, I think we got married 2018. Man, I almost like lost her in the process. I met this Idaho girl. She was so good, I couldn't even believe it. Like, I thought all girls were bad. I'm from New Jersey by Philadelphia, where we got raunchy chicks. And like, I could not believe she was good. I didn't believe that this blonde liked me. I'm like, she likes what we do, but she don't like me. So right. Like, It took me a long time to just come to
my
senses.
You're this fucking muscular fucking athlete. You probably got a huge dong. Like, why?
Yeah, I do. I do. Big facts.
So why would this girl not like you? I mean, yeah. You got to be.
Because it's Idaho. We literally just had the KKK, like, early 2000s. Like,
yeah.
Like, Richard Butler, some crazy stuff. So, like, you know, I know they're good people.
Does her family like you?
Yeah, they love me.
They gotta like you. Oh, well, come on. I mean, why wouldn't you like it? Like, your daughter's dating a fucking professional athlete who knocks people out for a living and, you know, makes your daughter feel safe. I'm sure they like it.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Okay.
Is it like a get out situation? They're trying to convert you to whiteism?
Yeah, basically. And I'm like, dog, I am black. dude. Like, it's okay. We're fine. It's the new generation. But they're good people, man. Like, Idaho has so many good people. It's just different. Like, you'd come up here you guys are white people with flavor. It's no flavor up here. It's like just nice white family community. Like, it's weird, kind of.
Do you guys have kids?
Yep, I got it. I just posted them. We got one son, and then I got a son I had in college. So yeah, he's 14. So I got a 14-year-old boy, and I got a 3-year-old boy. I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, nice. But you're also training.
Wow.
Yeah, 100%.
Got a job. Jeez.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah. That's funny. Speechless.
Well, I mean, look, you got a 14-year-old. Is he wrestling, playing football? Is he?
He's playing football, straight savage.
Yeah. And he's in Idaho. Wow.
No, he's in New Jersey. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yes, how big is he?
He's bigger than me.
Really? That's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
that's
but not cool. Like mass, not mass wise, but he's taller already at 14, size 14 shoe, 14 years old.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wow.
Money. So you're looking at money future on this kid, huh?
Yeah. Well, his mom and his stepdad take care of him in their life. So, you know, I'm doing what I can do financially. And I wish my son the best, man. I'm here to guide him and stuff. But yeah, he definitely has a future. My grandfather played for the Eagles. My dad was a 2-sport Division I athlete. And then there's me. You know? So it's in the blood. We got those slave genes.
Oh my God.
Made for this.
Just when you think that the podcast couldn't be more ridiculous.
For the record, it was a black guy that insinuated that slavery wasn't so bad and that people benefited from slavery. It's a black guy saying it.
I'm not really sure that's what he's saying, but okay, thank you. Thank you, Bill, for the fucking...
I said insinuating.
Misinterpreting.
He's talking about slavery in Idaho. There, Adam.
I live in Idaho. I can say some things to make all y'all uncomfortable.
That's awesome.
Not me.
So you got two knockouts. You got two knockouts. You got a manager looking to get you into the UFC? You got a good guy?
Yeah, you know... So when I was signed to the PFL, I had one of the best contracts, man. I had a manager named Daniel Rubenstein. You might know him.
Yeah, I know Daniel.
And he gets the most money, man. So I had
Wait. Back up. Rubenstein with money?
No, don't start.
Well, no, he's going to get the money and stuff. I like him a lot. So after I went to the PFL, I ended up I made it to the semifinals. They set me up to lose every time. And you talk about big wings. I fought this dude who's in the finals now. His name was Fernand Ferreira. Like, I knew he was going to knock me out. This dude's 6'8", the longest reach in all of MMA. I'm just a little guy, like, fighting that heavyweight, not cutting weight. I did not want to fight this guy. And they're like, dude, you're making all this money. You're going to fight him. And, yeah, man. So, I don't know where I really went, but...
So you had a manager.
Rubenstein?
Oh, yeah.
You had a manager.
And I thought kind of Rubenstein was like doing me wrong, but he really wasn't. He got me the most money. He did his job. And then I had weasels come along from other management teams trying to get my money. And I kind of like left him. And now I'm like begging them to come back. I'm like, you see this knockout?
I'm pretty good friends with Daniel.
Tell him, like, I'm sorry. I love you. But no, we're good. We're good. I'm waiting for my contract right now. And Daniel's the real dude, man. He gets you the money. You know, he's from Jersey. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
I just let other people talk to me and tell, give me false promises. And I'm such a badass. I'm like, F you, Daniel, I'm leaving. Right. And I shouldn't have. So we're back together now. I ended up leaving my team, Sick Jitsu, Rick Little. I'm back on good terms with him now. Good. All it took with me to do is knock a couple guys out and I get what I want.
Well, Rick is great though.
Yeah. He's the best we have out here though, but you know, I'm not really gonna just I just need more.
It's either that or a horse.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I do the rioting, so I just wanted a little bit more attention from Rick. You know, he had his hands full with the Julianas, and he was doing the Ultimate Fighter at the time. And that was a pivotal time in my life. I literally was fighting for $1 million, the most money I ever made in MMA. And I think I was taking it more serious than he was.
All right. Well, listen, you won two in a row. First round stoppages. You're exciting as hell. You're wrestling at some point. We got to be a little bit smart. Don't just go for the knockout. You have the advantage in wrestling. You have the huge advantage. So let's, you know.
The last fight, I went in there injured too. Like the only reason I didn't fight, I stood on my feet. I have wrestled guys in the past, and you know, I've been fighting pro now for 11 years. So I used to go out and wrestle, take them down. I had no stand up. I started working with a couple different boxers, and that's when I found out, man, I can knock some guys out on my feet. So I'm just trying to show the versatility. My first fight after PFL, I went up to Canada. I choked the guy out. I can do that. And then this fight, I didn't shoot. I put him on his butt. So I'm just trying to show the UFC. I'm trying to give them no reason not to sign me. Like,
well, they need heavyweights. They need good heavyweights. They need exciting. Yeah.
And now I'm back down at 205 now.
They need good 205ers too. So
the week, and I'm here, baby. I promise. Every time I want you to tune in, I got bad intentions. I'm gonna walk off smiling. I will pray for their safety and stuff. But if you're on my way, I'm gonna steamroll right through you.
I'm gonna get one of your shirts too, by the way.
That's well. My guy's gonna get mad, and people got mad at me. That's my friend from high school that's doing it, and freaking, I'm putting out others where I don't get paid off those, man.
Oh, then fuck it, I'm not getting it. I only want to wear it that you get paid. Let me know when you pull out that you get paid at.
Yeah. Did Ruben see the charge of those too?
No, look, Rubenstein don't do little money, man. You know, he's going to get you the big money so he can make his percentage. And now in this game, it's so many people that are in your pockets. I like how he does business. It's straightforward. And I told him if I sign with somebody, that's the only person I want to work with now, just because I know he's good.
Well, listen, thank you. Where can people follow you?
Man, I'm on Instagram, Jamel Jones. Yes, sir.
Jamel Jones. Listen, Jamel Jones, thank you, man. I hope you have a great week. And
nice talk to you, man. Nice talk to you.
It was great talking to you, brother. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all continue to be great. Adam, you keep killing these jokes, man. Like, you bring me so much humor. I watch you all the time, brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Much love back.
Good luck to your son. Good luck to your son, sir.
That was Jamel Jones. Nice guy. Nice guy.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
So I don't think the girl Lila Stern's coming on today, but Sean left us anyway, and I really want to have Sean on that interview just because I want to look at his face. But we will have the Jewish dominatrix on the podcast. I promise you, right. We will get her. I hope you guys have a great week. I love you guys. Oh, anything you want to plug, Bill?
Well, I'm in Vegas all week at the Tropicana, so you know if anyone's. And if you want to come, free tickets if they mention MMA Roasted.
Nice. Don, anything you want to plug?
Shit. Nothing I can think of right now. What day is it? Wednesday? Tuesday?
Monday.
What?
Monday.
Monday? Already? Holy shit.
Well, thank you guys so much. Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, Bye. Werner.